Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the 9th episode of Empires, Dominance and Legacy, where we delve into the histories of the world's most powerful empires. Today, we explore one of the most influential empires in human history, the Roman Empire. This episode will guide you through the rise of Rome from a small city-state to a sprawling empire, the factors that contributed to its peak, and the eventual decline and fall. We'll also examine the military strategies that secured Roman dominance and the economic structures that supported its vast territories. The story of Rome begins as a modest settlement along the Tiber River in central Italy, traditionally dated to 753 BCE. Over centuries, Rome transitioned from a monarchy to a republic, setting the stage for its expansion into a formidable empire, the Roman Republic, 509 to 27 BCE. The establishment of the Roman Republic marked the beginning of Rome's ascent to power. Governed by elected magistrates and a complex system of checks and balances, the Republic allowed for greater participation in governance, albeit limited to the elite. Rome's expansion began in earnest during this period, as it subdued neighboring Latin tribes, Etruscans, and eventually the entire Italian peninsula. Punic Wars, 264 to 146 BCE. Rome's rivalry with Carthage, a powerful city-state in North Africa, led to the Three Punic Wars. These conflicts were pivotal in establishing Rome as a dominant Mediterranean power. The most famous of these was the Second Punic War, during which the Carthaginian general Hannibal famously crossed the Alps with his war elephants to invade Italy. Despite early victories, Carthage was eventually defeated, leading to Roman control over the western Mediterranean, conquest of the Hellenistic kingdoms. Following the Punic Wars, Rome turned its attention eastward, conquering the Hellenistic kingdoms of Greece, Macedonia, and Asia Minor. These victories not only expanded Rome's territory, but also brought immense wealth and cultural influence, as Roman society absorbed Greek art, philosophy, and learning. The late Republic was marked by internal strife, social upheaval, and a series of civil wars, culminating in the rise of Julius Caesar and the end of the Republic. Julius Caesar and the fall of the Republic. Julius Caesar, a military general and statesman, played a critical role in the demise of the Roman Republic. His conquest of Gaul, modern-day France, and subsequent crossing of the Rubicon River in 49 BCE led to a civil war against the Senate and his rival Pompey. Caesar's victory and appointment as dictator for life effectively ended the Republic. His assassination in 44 BCE plunged Rome into further turmoil. The rise of Augustus, Caesar's adopted heir, Octavian, later known as Augustus, emerged victorious from the ensuing power struggles. In 27 BCE, he was granted the title of Augustus by the Senate, marking the official beginning of the Roman Empire. Augustus' reign brought stability, reform, and the Pax Romana, a period of relative peace and prosperity that lasted for over two centuries. At its height, the Roman Empire encompassed vast territories across Europe, the Middle East, and North Africa. The empire was marked by its sophisticated administration, formidable military, and flourishing economy. Territorial expansion. Under emperors like Trajan, the Roman Empire reached its greatest territorial extent in the early 2nd century CE. The empire stretched from the British Isles in the northwest to the deserts of Mesopotamia in the east, and from the Rhine and Danube rivers in the north to the Sahara in the south. This vast territory was divided into provinces, each governed by Roman officials and integrated into the imperial system, Pax Romana. The Pax Romana, or Roman peace, was a period of stability and relative peace across the empire, lasting from 27 BCE to 180 CE. During this time, the empire enjoyed economic prosperity, cultural flourishing, and the construction of monumental architecture, including aqueducts, amphitheaters, and roads that facilitated trade and communication across the empire. Roman law and citizenship. Roman law was a cornerstone of the empire's governance, with a legal system that evolved over centuries and influenced many modern legal codes. Roman citizenship, initially limited to inhabitants of Rome and nearby regions, was gradually extended to people across the empire, fostering loyalty and unity among its diverse populations. The Roman military was one of the most effective and disciplined fighting forces in history, playing a crucial role in the expansion and defense of the empire. Legion structure. The Roman legion was the backbone of the Roman military. Each legion was composed of approximately 4,800 to 5,200 soldiers, divided into cohorts and centuries. Roman soldiers, or legionaries, were well-trained, heavily armored, and equipped with weapons like the gladius, short sword.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging, it's often your hormones too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And Pilum, Javelin. The discipline and organization of the legions were key to their success in battle, engineering and logistics. Roman military engineers were instrumental in constructing fortifications, bridges, and roads, enabling the rapid movement of troops and supplies. The construction of the Roman road network, which spanned over 250,000 miles, was essential for maintaining control over the vast empire. These roads also facilitated trade and communication, tactics and adaptability. Roman military tactics evolved over time, adapting to different enemies and terrains. The Romans were skilled in both pitched battles and siege warfare, often employing innovative tactics to outmaneuver their opponents. Their ability to adapt to different combat scenarios contributed to their military dominance. Defensive strategies. As the empire expanded, defending its extensive borders became increasingly challenging. The Romans constructed a series of defensive fortifications, such as Hadrian's Wall in Britain and the Limes Germanicus along the Rhine and Danube rivers, to protect against invasions by barbarian tribes. The Roman economy was diverse and complex, relying on agriculture, trade, and slavery. The empire's economic structure supported its military and administrative needs, contributing to its long-term stability. Agriculture. Agriculture was the backbone of the Roman economy, with large estates, latifundia, producing grain, wine, olive oil, and other staples. The Roman state also relied on taxes in kind from provincial territories to feed its population and sustain its military. Trade and commerce. The vast network of Roman roads and the Mediterranean Sea, which the Romans referred to as Mare Nostrum, our sea, facilitated extensive trade across the empire. Rome imported luxury goods such as silk from China, spices from India, and ivory from Africa, while exporting goods like wine, olive oil, and metalwork. Roman currency, including the silver denarius, standardized trade across the empire, urbanization, and infrastructure. Roman cities were centers of administration, commerce, and culture. The construction of public buildings, such as forums, baths, and amphitheaters, along with the provision of amenities like aqueducts and sewage systems, improved the quality of life in Roman cities. The population of Rome itself may have reached over 1 million people at its peak. Slavery was integral to the Roman economy, with slaves used in agriculture, industry, and domestic service. Although the conditions of slaves varied, the reliance on slave labor had significant social and economic implications, contributing to economic inequality and social tensions. The decline and fall of the Roman Empire is a complex and multifaceted process, influenced by a combination of internal weaknesses and external pressures. Political instability. The late Roman Empire was marked by political instability, with frequent changes in leadership, civil wars, and the division of the empire into eastern and western halves. The administrative complexity and corruption weakened central authority. Economic challenges. Economic problems, including heavy taxation, inflation, and reliance on slave labor, strained the empire's resources. The debasement of Roman currency contributed to economic decline, and the empire faced difficulties in maintaining its extensive infrastructure and military. Military decline. The Roman military, once invincible, faced increasing challenges. The empire struggled to defend its vast borders against invasions by barbarian tribes, including the Visigoths, Vandals, and Huns. The sack of Rome by the Visigoths in 410 CE and the Vandals in 455 CE symbolized the empire's vulnerability. External pressures. The migration and invasion of various barbarian groups, along with the rise of the Sasanian Empire in the east, put tremendous pressure on the Roman military. The loss of key provinces, such as North Africa and Gaul, further weakened the empire. The spread of Christianity. The Roman Empire played a crucial role in the spread of Christianity. Initially persecuted, Christians eventually gained legal recognition under Emperor Constantine, who converted to Christianity and established it as the state religion. The legacy of Christianity, with its roots in the Roman Empire, continues to shape religious and cultural practices around the world. The Roman Empire's rise, peak, and fall is a story of ambition, innovation, and resilience. Its military strategies, economic structures, and cultural achievements created an empire that not only dominated the ancient world, but also left an indelible mark on history. In the next episode of Empires, Dominance and Legacy, we will explore the Byzantine Empire, the continuation of Rome in the East, and its unique contributions to world history. Stay tuned as we continue to uncover the legacies of the world's greatest empires.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.